This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I would say it's somewhat unusual that their last game was us. For us, they were our second-to-last game, and so the data, it really hasn't changed much. And you don't know every year when you open the unknowns, you know, what plays they may have put in, what plays maybe we put in, and personnel has changed a little bit. They're a strong team. They've seemed to add every year to their core, which has been very talented and full of playmakers and guys that create issues. You know, they've done a good job with their draft, I think, year to year, and added some help from a veteran standpoint. They do a really good job as far as building the roster. They're well-coached. You know, it'll be a big challenge for us.
Sean McDermott right there. He spoke yesterday to the media down at One Bills Drive. We have heard also from Joe Brady today. Bobby Babich going to speak, and then we'll have a practice and injury report, and we'll get your Thursday rolling into tonight. What do you think, Cowboys-Eagles? I think the Eagles take care of business tonight. I just think the Cowboys are in a really going to be having a tough year. And I mean, look, and week one, anything can happen, right? Heck, the Bills beat the Patriots 31-0 one time week one. And then at the end of the year, things were way different than that. You never know what can happen week one for sure. Remember, the Bills lost to the Jets a couple years ago on week one. But, I mean, hey, you know, it's the Super Bowl champs. They're opening up at home. Dallas just does not have the same team without Micah Parsons especially, and Philly is loaded once again. So I like Philly big time tonight. And I'm the guy, I predicted Detroit beating Kansas City a couple years ago in that opener. I said it was going to happen right here. I sit in this chair, and I said Detroit's beating Kansas City tonight, and they did that. I think the Eagles take care of business tonight. Hey, tomorrow, join Joe DiBiase at Rally House on McKinley Parkway, 3 to 5 p.m., look for the best Bills gear in town? Head to Rally House with the most outrageous selection of Buffalo Bills merchandise anywhere. Jerseys, sideline gear, fan wear for you, and even your pup. That's right. The biggest selection, the latest styles. Rally House is your Bills headquarters. WGR550.com is where you go for more details. Joe DiBiase tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. at Rally House on McKinley. Joe's brother, Louis DiBiase, joined me earlier today. You can find that interview on demand at WGR550.com. Louis DiBiase is the host of the Locked On Birds podcast covering the Eagles. So we talked a lot about what's happening tonight. Hey, the Bills, apparently, according to Aaron Wilson, who's a reporter in the NFL, he covers the NFL and the Texans out in Houston, but he's on top of a lot of these transactions that happen. The Bills are apparently signing Sam Franklin to their 53-man roster from their practice squad. Now, Sam Franklin is a special teams guy. That's what he does. He is the special teams ace brother, right? I mean, he is a guy that is going to help you on special teams in a lot of different ways. He's not a return man. Like, he's not a guy that's going to be, you know, catching the ball and running it back, as that's Brandon Codrington's job on punts. And that's Brandon Codrington and Ty Johnson and Ray Davis on kickoffs, it looks like. So this is a signing that can help them cover kicks, block for, you know, on kickoffs, things like that. Remember what I said early in the show? A couple of things. Number one, special teams will be big in this game because new kickoff rules, new kicker for the Ravens, new special teams coordinator for the Bills, and the Bills have given up a special teams touchdown in three of their last four openers. It's wild to think about. Last year was DJ Dallas, the kick returner for the Cardinals, took one to the house. The year before that, the punt returner, Xavier Gibson for the Jets in overtime, beat the Bills. Punt return in overtime after the Bills went three and out on their first overtime possession. And then 2 years before that, 2021, the Steelers come to town. Bills have a tough go of it all day. TJ Watt has a really good day. And then, of course, the Bills have a blocked punt return that goes the other way for a touchdown. So three of the last 4 years, the Bills have given up a special teams touchdown in the opener. Can't let that happen in a game like this. You got to be able to, you know, make sure you're buttoned up in that phase of the game. And it's going to be a bigger phase now with these new rules on kickoff returns, because you're going to have, you know, teams starting at the 35-yard line if there's a touchback, and I think teams don't want that to happen, so they're not going to kick touchbacks. They're going to kick it off to about the 5-yard line or the goal line, somewhere in there if they can, and then the return man is going to run it out. One thing that's interesting when you watch the kickoff returns this year is if the ball is kicked towards about the 5-yard line and you see the guy grab it, you do know the rule is if it's a touchback, it goes to the 35. You may say, well, why doesn't he just let it go in the end zone? I'm getting at 35. The reason is this. If the ball bounces before it hits the goal line and then rolls in the end zone, you get it at the 20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So it's got to go into the end zone on a fly for you to get it at the 35. If it bounces in the landing zone, we call it, from the goal line to the 20. If it bounces in the landing zone from the 20 to the goal line and then rolls in the end zone, you only get it at the 20-yard line. That's why it's important to catch that ball. There's also no hang time. It doesn't matter because nobody can move until the ball's caught. Think about it. What did it used to matter in football? It would be hang time. You'd pooch the ball up on a kickoff, and all your guys would run down there. And the higher you make it, the quicker, the longer they could run down there because the ball's in the air. Doesn't work like that anymore. Nobody can move until the ball's caught. So it doesn't matter how high it is. Everybody's going to start at the same time anyway after the ball's caught. So there's just so many different nuances. And that's last year's rule too. But there's so many different nuances to this kick return rule that you have to think about. And the Bills have Brandon Codrington kicking, returning kicks. They have Ty Johnson. They have Ray Davis. We'll see if they use anybody else. Could it be Elijah Moore that's out there? I think Curtis Samuel has done it in his career. Punt returns. Brandon Codrington's your guy. Khalil Shakir can return punts, no doubt. We've seen that. He's been very good at it. I don't think they want to put their number one wide receiver they just gave $58 million to returning punts a lot. But he is a guy that they trust to catch the punt, make good decisions. And I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happens. So today's the day we'll get a little bit more of the injury report as well. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we're going to talk more about this tomorrow. Tomorrow on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Andy Major is going to join the morning show. Then Sean McDermott's going to join me for his weekly radio interview. The first weekly radio interview of the 2025 season for Sean McDermott. We will get the injury report and injury designations for games with Sean McDermott tomorrow when he joins me right around 11. Could be a little before, could be a little after. Make sure you're tuned in. We'll talk all about what happened tonight between Cowboys and Eagles. And we're going to talk about tomorrow's game between the Chiefs and the Chargers as well. And then Sunday, It gets kicked off at 1 o'clock, several games. Bucks-Falcons, two teams the Bills will play this year. Bengals-Browns, two teams the Bills will play this year. Dolphins-Colts, of course, will play the Dolphins twice, but you got some interesting games. Bucks-Falcons in the NFC South, Bengals-Browns in the AFC North. Dolphins are at the Colts. That game, if you watch the lines, that game's gone back and forth from like one team being a favorite to the other team being a favorite by like a half a point. So it's basically like a pick. Panthers-Jags, they get going at 1 o'clock as well. Interesting season for the Jags with Liam Cohen as their new head coach. Raiders and Patriots are on Sunday at 1. Cardinals at Saints at 1 o'clock. And, of course, the rematch between – I shouldn't say rematch. The revenge games, I guess, for both quarterbacks. It's like the Steelers and Jets traded quarterbacks in the offseason, right? Justin Fields goes from the Steelers to the Jets. Aaron Rodgers goes from the Jets to the Steelers, and now they play each other on Sunday. So, revenge game for both. Giants at Commanders also at 1 o'clock. Then you get to the 4:05 window. Titans-Broncos at 4:05. 49ers at Seahawks. That's 4:05. 4:25 games, Lions-Packers, Texans-Rams, and, of course, Sunday Night Football, Ravens-Bills. It doesn't stop there. Vikings-Bears is your first Monday night game of the year. Josh, are you in any survivor or loser pools?
I am not. I didn't jump in on any of those this year, but I kind of regret it because I wish I would have.
Oh, well, it's not too late. Just get with Paul. Paul Hamilton runs one every year.
So, all right.
You can join in with Paul. I'll get you hooked up with him, and you can talk with him about it. But they are different. A survivor pool is you pick one team to win each week, but you can't pick the same team more than once, right?
Right.
Loser pool is you got to pick one team to lose each week, and you can't pick the same team more than once. The reason they're different, I think loser pool is hard. Because a loser pool, you take the one of the worst teams in the league, but then you can't use them the rest of the year. In a survivor pool, you can just keep going against a team that stinks.
Right, you can't pick the Saints every single week, but you can pick the team that's playing the Saints every single week.
In a survivor pool, you can.
Right,
that's right. In a loser pool, you pick the Saints, and then after that, you can't pick them anymore because you got to pick another team to lose. If that makes sense, right?
Yeah,
that's how Paul's work. So, in week one, though, everything's on the table. My survivor pool, what do you think? I think I'm going to go with the Broncos to beat the Titans. I'll take the Titans to be the loser, the Broncos to be the winner, my survivor. Do you think that's a good pick?
Yeah, I think that's a safe pick. I mean, I don't know what the Titans are going to be this year with Cam Ward.
Right.
You know, if that offense is going to be really doing anything. But the Broncos finished last year really strong. I think the Broncos are going to be a problem this year that people don't expect.
Let's hope they are for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll wrap up your Thursday live from Northtown Kia on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.